if you look at what happened in New Orleans, you could see everything that was rotten in American society reflected in how the society reacted. It wasn't simply that there were enough school buses to drive everybody out and they didn't drive everybody out. Not simply that the interstate, intercity buses owned by the Greyhound Corporation were driven out empty to save the buses. Not simply that the majority of people who stayed in New Orleans stayed not because they didn't have a car, but because they did have a car, but they didn't have enough money to pay for the hotel at the end of the car journey. They knew there would be no social services, nobody to care for them wherever they went. It's not simply the obvious racism of the American system, most clearly reflected in the fact that the poor black people lived below sea level and the rich white people lived above sea level. But you could see it in so many ways as you watched on the television. Not simply that, but also the law and order response and what the American army has become. When you watched what you thought were the troops come in, when you watched things that looked like tanks with 10 or 12 men in black uniforms with machine guns sitting on the tanks, that wasn't the army, that was the police. That was SWAT teams from all over the United States. Everybody in America said, this is the war come home. In a simple way, because the dikes to hold the water back that they should have repaired and kept up to scratch, the money had been explicitly taken from the Army Corps of Engineers and sent to be spent in Iraq. The civil defense people, the National Guard, who should have come and saved people, 3,000 of them from Louisiana were in Iraq, 5,000 of them from Mississippi were in Iraq. They were watching what was happening to their homes on television. Not only that, the stripping of all the ecological defenses, of the wetlands, the marshes, the swamps that protected New Orleans for 200 years, all split up with feeder channels for the oil rigs and with feeder channels for the chemical corporations and so on. You can't look at what happened in New Orleans and say, is this climate change? Is this class? Is it race? Is it neoliberal economics? Is it environmental destruction? It is all of those things.